Here, the House Judiciary Committee will meet at 1:45.
Representative Bundy?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Due to press of business, the House Hess Committee will meet today at 3:30. Please note this is a change from the regular schedule. We'll be meeting in the Hess Room and discussing bills that have been noticed.
Representative Williams?
Madam Speaker, the House Transportation will meet a half hour after adjournment.
Representative Terrio?
Madam Speaker, House Finance will meet at 1:45.
Representative Rookberg?
Representative Rokowitz, yes.
Representative Rokowitz.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Labor and Commerce Committee will meet at 3:15 today, as noted in our committee meeting, not on the calendar. Also, Madam Speaker, could I move up the calendar? Do you want to finish business?
Without objection.
Madam Speaker, I request that the body allow me to waive the House Bill 222, Abandoned, Wrecked, or Junk Vehicles, out of Labor and Commerce. I have the full concurrence of all members of the committee.
Without objection, that bill will be waived from Labor and Commerce. Further committee announcements or announcements? Representative Dyson?
Thank you. I want to remind the body of the Children's Caucus meeting Wednesday noon, dealing with crimes against children.
Representative Elton?
Speaker, under general announcements, just remind the body that tonight at 6:30 on the public TV stations, there'll be the special Our Children, Our Trust, and at 7 o'clock on the superstations. I know that's Channel 8 in Juneau. I'm not sure which channels it is, which other channels across the state. Will be the one-hour special on I Am Your Child, and I think it would behoove us all to watch and learn tonight.
Special orders? Representative Terrio?
Madam Speaker, I ask the leader of the body to speak about legislative threat report.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I didn't know until last week that such a thing existed, but we did have submitted to our offices a little form that you fill out when you receive a legislative threat. And I'm sorry to say that I did receive a threat last week, and it was regarding my House Bill 68. And I think I know the gentleman mentioned that the threat can be attributed to this ad that's been running in the papers. And my staff tried to inform the gentleman that the ad was grossly misleading. And at the wrap-up of the conversation, he said, well, don't be surprised if something happens to your boss on the way home from work. And my staff asked, well, do you mean that to be a threat? And the gentleman said yes and then hung up. I think if you look at this ad, you'll see what I've been having to deal with in trying to foster discussion on House Bill 68. This ad has a picture of a bunch of young children working in a coal mine, and certainly House Bill 68 has nothing to do with that. This ad also talks about that in 1938 that we adopted an 8-hour day standard, which is absolutely not true. The law of the land in the United States is that you get paid for overtime after 40 hours, not after 8 hours. And the fact of the matter is, the state of Alaska is the only state that the workers up at Fort Knox would not be able to exercise some kind of option to move to the type of work schedule that they would like. The ad also says, and it says in bold print, that passage of the bill would require a 12-hour day before any overtime is paid. Again, that's absolutely not true. It would allow workers to negotiate individually with their employer to move to a flexible work plan. It would be identical. The mechanism for achieving that would be identical to the current system set up to move to 4-10s and would involve Department of Labor oversight. Then it goes on and says this is just one of a pack of anti-worker bills. And actually, Madam Speaker, I think the bill as it's proposed and narrowly drafted allows a group of workers to exercise rights that the majority of the citizens of Alaska can currently exercise, either through a collective bargaining agreement or through one of the many exemptions that exist in the statute with regards to exemption from the 8-hour rule. I don't think in the 5 years that I've been here that I have ever done anything on this floor or in the legislative arena that would cause anybody to receive a threat. And I don't appreciate the fact that I received one. I think I've conducted myself in a statesmanlike manner, discussing this issue. In fact, as early or as recent as this morning, I had discussions with another legislator about possible changes that could be made to the bill or another way of looking at this issue. I certainly have indicated to the people that have run this ad in the major papers in the state of Alaska that I'm willing to discuss alternative ways to achieve the goal that I'm attempting to get to without unduly impacting anybody else in the state of Alaska. That hasn't been good enough for these people, and what they basically have resorted to is putting out information that is so inflammatory and so misleading that it results in threats to myself. And I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think I've ever done anything again that has ever caused something like this to happen. And I would hope that nobody in this body would partake in this type of activity. Thank you.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Permission to speak on the same subject?
Without objection.
I think it is truly unfortunate that emotions get so overblown that issues become life or death when they don't even come close to constituting those kinds of situations. The people at fault probably can be counted on one or two hands that stimulate and foment this kind of emotion that cause other folks to overreact and get into this kind of posture. There's no doubt in my mind that the individual that made this threat hasn't got a clue what this bill actually does and doesn't do, hasn't got a clue what the state law currently requires, and hasn't got a clue that he's come very close, if not completing a crime for which he could be arrested and institutionalized. I would only ask that during the debates that go on in other communities, that when folks hear emotional pleas about what this legislature is going to do to them, that they step back a moment and do just a little bit of independent research and find that 40 people, 60 people, albeit divided philosophically on many issues, just couldn't do many of the things that people portray us to be about. We haven't, we won't, and we shan't. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Representative Ogun.
Permission to the body to speak on the same subject.
Without objection.
I find it curious that I had cut this out and was intending to speak on this today because I find this ad so outrageous, and I don't think you see it on TV, these hollow-eyed children out of coal mines saying never again, that implying that that bill is going to do this. And there's a whole bunch of other bills listed down there. There's about six more that are listed. I'd like to thank these people for bringing these to my attention because it furthers my resolve to try to pass this legislation. If they're not going to be honest and deal with people on an honest basis and put these kind of inflammatory...
What is your point, Mr. Minority Leader?
Under
special
my
orders, Mr.
Point of order, Madam Speaker, is that we address the chair, I don't care where we're at. We don't hold props up to television cameras, and we don't speak towards them. Let's put the debate back where it belongs, Madam
Representative
Speaker.
Representative Ogun.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Minority Leader. However, it has strengthened my resolve because I always try to deal honestly with people, and this ad just infuriates me.
And on the point, the Minority Leader was correct that we do not address anybody else on the floor other than the Speaker, but we have given the leeway to use props in our debate under special orders at various times. So when a prop is appropriate, we do allow that at times. Further debate or further special orders, Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. First of all, let me say I don't condone anyone making any threats to anybody in this body.
And your subject, Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. May I speak on the same subject?
Without objection.
I don't condone anyone making threats to anyone in this body, certainly not physical threats, which I agree with the Majority Leader that very well may be illegal, and people should use their heads a little bit. Madam Speaker, there also have been threats, I can tell you, though, on the other side, not of physical threats, but of political ones, which probably are not illegal, but still, I think, inappropriate to make to people. Political ones in that if you don't withdraw your opposition to a bill, we are going to do ex-political things. You know, we are all down here trying to make the best decisions that we can, and we're not going to agree on all things. So I don't think that's appropriate either. But, Madam Speaker, the way this bill has been handled is also not appropriate. And I think you, as a majority, have really fired up a lot of working people in the state to be concerned about this bill. First of all, the bill got one committee of a referral. And, Madam Speaker, your own majority member stood up when passing that bill out of committee and said that he was forced to do so under pressure from the leadership of your majority. He did not want to. He was doing it because he was new on the floor or new in the legislature, and he had no choice, but when it came to the floor, he would not vote for it. And I think it's appropriate that we not only put in bills and obviously let them go forward, but allow the committee system to work to find out what's good or bad about a bill. When you sit there and just jam a bill through without allowing the proper debate, how is the public supposed to know what the bill really does or doesn't do?
Point of order, Madam Speaker.
Your point, Representative Ogun?
I think the minority leader is impugning the character of certain committee chairmen and possibly yourself.
Madam Speaker, absolutely.
Representative Ogun, I don't think that he is. He's getting a little inflammatory, but we'll let him hang himself. Mr. Minority Leader, continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Where was I? I have had more correspondence on this bill and answered more letters from my district than any other bill that's been before us this year, even the tort reform bill. I've actually had more letters on this bill because of working people that are concerned that we will do away with the overtime for 8 hours in a day, even though this bill only addresses one small sector. People are afraid of once you do it again to another one, then their jobs are going to be next. And so there is a lot of concern around the state of where this comes from. Madam Speaker, I actually concur with the co-chair from the finance co-chair about the way that ad depicted children. This bill does not in any way address children working in mines. It obviously was used, that picture, as a way to grab people's attention, and it was very misleading. And just as I complained about an ad the other day on the television, I would admonish people that put in that ad also, that let's don't mislead people. We can do those things. We can have a good, open, honest debate so that people understand what the bill does without having to do that. But, Madam Speaker, I think if this bill was moved back to a committee, probably the next committee of referral that should have had, such as judiciary or finance committees, so that you can have a more open debate in the public's eye, that we might not have anywhere near as much confusion out there as we do.
Further special orders? Representative James.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Request permission to speak on the same subject.
Without objection.
Madam Speaker, I think there probably is a lot of people in this room who have spent a lot of time responding to public on this issue of that was brought up by the representative from District 33. Madam Speaker, I don't think there's anyone in this body, short of the member from District 33, that has spent more time and effort trying to make a positive way for this bill to work, with the understanding that there should be no reason why these people couldn't do this if they wanted to. And Madam Speaker, we're getting close. And I believe that we will have something. But to put it all in perspective, Madam Speaker, we do, and the people in this room, every single one of us, I think, can make some great strides to be absolutely sure that advertisement on issues is on target. And you know, and I know, we have been experiencing this a lot in the last 2 or 3 years. Last election, good example. Initiatives on the ballot admitting that the advertisement was incorrect, but it sells, and so it's okay. and also the several other issues. The only issue that we have had an override of a veto. It's certainly been sold to the public in the wrong way. And, Madam Speaker, I think as legislators, we need to be able to communicate with our constituents, not on a partisan basis, but on an issue and honesty basis. I think that's extremely important. It was interesting, just to follow through a little bit more on putting this whole issue in perspective, is that the volunteer summit that's being happening currently this last week in Washington, D.C., where they're urging more and more people to volunteer. And quite frankly, I'm happy they're having one, but I wish they would be thanking the people who are currently volunteering, especially our emergency services, which don't get enough attention. But there is the people who are demonstrating who believe that what we're doing now is putting volunteers in place of government, and they're afraid they're going to lose their benefits. And, Madam Speaker, that is not the intent of the volunteer summit. That is a far cry from the intent of the volunteer summit. So, Madam Speaker, I would urge each person in this body today to take serious consideration of those issues that are out there, whether they meet your political, partisan, or nonpartisan position on the issue, that you seriously look at whether or not these people are using the honest effort that these bills will make and help their constituents to understand how it really is. And one more thing, Madam Speaker, is in watching the national news yesterday and seeing Colin Powell and his statement that the public speaks with forked tongue, and do they ever. They want, and they want, and they want both sides of the issue. And so I think, you know, I've made the statement I don't know how many times that public opinion is the strongest political power there is. But historically, it's not always been right. And I think we as a legislature, the media, besides, have an obligation to the public to inform them sufficiently that they know what the true story is. And I urge us all to take that position. Thank you.
Are there special orders? Representative Elton?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Permission to speak on the same subject.
Without objection?
Briefly. Madam Speaker, I don't agree with the sponsor of the bill on the public purpose that we try to accomplish. And I think that if you took a poll of everybody, and at some point we might take a poll of everybody on this floor when the bill gets to the House floor. Madam Speaker, I just want to talk a little bit about rhetorical excess. And we have no control over the messages that are sent to us, the messenger that is used to send messages to us. And that can sometimes make things difficult. In many cases, what we hear is often inflammatory. And the unfortunate consequence, Madam Speaker, is that we sometimes sink to the level of the messages that we receive, and that doesn't serve anybody well. I guess the only things that I heard in this exchange of the last few minutes that really bothered me is I hope nobody is making up their mind on this issue, an important issue, based upon this last message and based upon who the message carrier is. I mean, I would hope that what we do is we don't say, okay, now I'm really angry. There's no way that I'm going to go along with this, this, and this. I mean, I would hope that what we do is we make up our minds based on what we hear on this floor, based upon what we hear in committees, rather than based upon what we read in the newspaper, whether it's paid speech or whether it's not paid speech in the newspaper. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment until day after tomorrow at 10 a.m. Wednesday, April 30th.
Adjourn until 10 a.m. Wednesday.